This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special music guest for you. We're joined by Jim and Mike of the band Misery Loves Company. Guys, how's it going?
Great, how are you?
Hey, doing well. So excited to have you on tonight's show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. I want to. I'm super excited to talk with you guys because today is actually the release date of your newest LP, and I wanted to ask you guys, how do you guys feel, you know, just on a personal level about this new album?
Very, very excited to finally release it. Me and Mike here took about maybe 2 years to get this thing fully finished, and now that it's finally out, we're super excited.
Yeah, a lot of excitement. It's been a while.
Absolutely, yeah. I know, you know, it's probably a little bit nerve-wracking, you know, on any release date because, like, you want the album to do well, but also, you know, yeah. There's, like, that little bit of release because it's like you put so much into it and, you know, here it is. It's now available for the world to listen to. So, that's got to be another good feeling as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a bunch of different feelings going on.
Oh, definitely. What was the writing process like on the album? I know you said that it took some time to, you know, put this album together. What was kind of going on with you guys, I guess, personally speaking, and, you know, around that time, what obstacles did you have to overcome in order to get this album to fruition?
Me and Mike personally, when we were writing the album, basically, me and him lived in a trailer last year together. And it just so happened that both me and him were going through the same type of relationship problem while we were writing the CD. And basically, as soon as the first song was written, it was just like, all right, this is what we're going to sound like. This is what we want to talk about. Let's just go full force ahead and try to write some of the best songs we can write.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know that, you know, some of the best songs, you know, inspirations for some of the best songs come from, you know, periods in our lives where, you know, we're dealing with heartache and, you know, other issues. But it's great to be able to channel that into, you know, create a piece of art, you know, that, you know, people from all cultures and walks of life can, like, relate to. I think that's, you know, that is really awesome.
Yeah, man, that was the main goal, was to try to connect with a certain audience and put myself out there lyrically. I can speak for myself. And, you know, try to tackle some hard subjects that a lot of people in long-term relationships deal with, you know, trying to get rid of some toxic people in their life, but at the same time not really wanting to let go of them, but finding, you know, hope in basically the tragedies of hard, toxic relationships.
Absolutely. I know that you two are very close. Tell me about how you guys met and kind of the formation of this band.
Mike, you want to take this one?
Yeah, I kind of heard that a little bit, but as far as, like, meeting, we kind of ran into each other from a forum on Facebook called Tango. From there, it was just kind of, hey, let's try out, and I sent him a video of me playing guitar. After that, we just got talking because we didn't meet for a little while there. Once we met in person, it was kind of like we knew each other for years. So pretty much it was just meeting over Facebook, as odd as that sounds.
Absolutely. Hey, the wonders of technology.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
It's like
that's
a Tinder for bands.
So I know you guys are super close, and man, I would almost dare to say that you guys are, you know, almost like brothers. Is there ever a time in the songwriting process or even touring where you two, you know, butt heads and don't get along? And if so, how do you deal with it?
Oh, that's a great question. I feel like everybody in a band that's super close with, you know, their members, it's exactly like what you said. It's like a brother relationship where, yeah, we're constantly trying to, like, push each other and get the best out of each other, and Yeah, some situations where, you know, both of us have different opinions, but at the end of the day, we know when to give each other space, and it's definitely a healthy relationship.
Most definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of like as if you had, exactly, if you had, like, brothers and sisters and stuff like that, it's kind of like the same thing. And we just kind of know each other well enough to, like Jimmy said, give each other space and know the right things to do and how to go about it.
Absolutely. I wanted to kind of jump ahead, and this is kind of like on par with what I just asked, but I know with your new LP, excuse me, that's out today, a lot of people are, you know, going to be excited to, you know, see you guys in action, so to speak. Is there a tour that's already in the works to, you know, in support of this album?
As of right now, we're trying to figure some things out, trying to find some bands we want to tour with. There's nothing set in stone as of right now, but the plan is definitely to tour on this EP for the next year or two.
Most definitely. And tell me, this is kind of a weird question, but when you guys are gearing up for, like, a tour or, you know, say a concert or anything, are there any, like, weird rituals or things that you go through, you know, in order to, I guess, ensure that you, you know, get the best performance possible?
I don't know if it's so weird, but it's pretty normal. I mean, me and Mike here just basically go in the van about a half hour before our set and warm up our voices a little bit.
Yeah.
There's nothing really, I don't know. Mike, do we do anything?
I think the only thing we really do other than warming up would be maybe a beer or a shot right before our set. Just like, okay,
yeah, just bring it in, have like a shot or two, everyone get nice and loose and just have a good night, you know? That's the main goal, I think, all of our shows.
Very cool. I wanted to ask, what is your favorite part about touring and kind of performing? Because I know that, you know, that's an integral part of, you know, the whole process of, you know, being in a band is, you know, the way that you perform and you know, how you reach the crowd, so to speak. What would you say is, like, the one thing that you like the most about touring?
Mike, I'll let you go first on this one.
Yeah, me personally, I would say just seeing the world, really. I haven't really gotten too much out of Jersey, so, I mean, being able to get in a band with people that I call and consider brothers and family and just seeing everything I've never seen before, different states, the U.S., and hopefully maybe another country, that'd be great.
Yeah. I feel the same way, basically. It's definitely one of the best parts about it, and something we do not take for granted is the ability for us to go ahead and travel and, you know, play music for a bunch of new people that we've never met before, and definitely meeting new people is a big thing. I like that, from different states, seeing how everybody, you know, how different cultures are in different states. Because I know here in Jersey, I'm from North Jersey, and well, half the band's from North Jersey, me and my drummer Cash, and then Joe and Mike are from South Jersey, about 3 hours away, and it's literally like two different states.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always heard very, very different personalities.
Yeah, I've always heard that. I've always heard that, like, South Jersey is pretty much like Philadelphia. Is that correct?
Basically.
And then, like, North Jersey is, like, you know, kind of like the suburbs of New York. So.
Exactly. Wow. And it's crazy.
Yeah, man. I think another thing that I'm excited for the whole touring is food. I hear a lot about fast food stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Or anything like that.
Different states have different, you know, fast food chains.
Yeah, like Cookout. Just went there for the first time. That was amazing.
Yeah, Cookout there.
Absolutely. I want to... You guys recently released a new video, or new music video, for your single. Tell me a little bit about the video. I mean, done so well. I really like it. What did you guys come up with the concept of the video, or did you have help?
Basically, we had just this one image in mind, and that was to throw a really big house party and, you know, a hotel party, and just film both of them and incorporate both of them throughout the video. But at the same time, while everyone's having fun and stuff, there's little, you know, like moments from each member of the band where they're, you know, clicking to one of their vices and using the vice in the video, but then finding each other, you know, at the end of the video and performing and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like dealing with our personal problems to ourselves and doing, like, you'll see Taj in the bathroom by himself and going through what he's going through, or Jimmy outside, or me in the bathroom, and Joe with, outside with the bass. It's just dealing with the personal problems, and then at the end of the day, we have each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. That kind of leads to my next question. What would you say is, like, your favorite song from the LP? I know that you guys, you know, put your heart and your soul into this this record. But if you had to pick, you know, one song that you just love the most off the album, what would you say?
That's a hard one. Because they're all, like, little children, and then you're giving them out to the world, and they're not really yours anymore. You know, it's a weird concept being in a band. I think mine would be Beautiful Tragedy. It's the last song on our EP.
Yeah, that's one of mine as well. That and I kind of like All Used Up.
Yeah, All Used Up as well. They're just really fun songs to play live, and there's a lot of, you know, meaningful lyrics that I like singing live and getting out, because it is therapeutic.
Yeah. And since they are, like, with the lyrics and everything being so personal, it's just the energy it gives off for us playing live, and then the energy we can give to the kids in the crowd. So, my biggest one definitely has to be Beautiful Tragedy.
Man, that's awesome. That is awesome. I wanted to ask, for somebody that's never seen one of your shows, how would you describe, like, one of your live sets to somebody that's never been, you know, to one of your concerts?
I think the best way to put it is controlled chaos. It gets pretty fucking crazy.
Like, there's just random shit going on 24/7. But at the same time, we're, you know, locking in on our parts and giving out the best show we could possible.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike?
It's pretty much the same thing. It's just, my biggest thing is, it's always been that live shows is, if we give the crowd energy, and then they'll give us energy right back.
Yeah,
it's just kind of, we feed off of each other.
Man, I love it. I love it. That, yeah, that pretty much sums it up, like, control chaos. Like, I like that. It's,
yeah.
That's a very good, that's awesome. what would you say is, like, the biggest takeaways you want people to get from your music? I know that, you know, a lot of the themes in your music deal with, you know, heartbreak, redemption, you know, dealing with relationships, relationship issues. But you two yourselves are the, you know, the architects of the song. Tell me, what would you say is, like, the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from you?
Basically, I think the best thing that people could take away from our music is a sense of hope. And, you know, everybody goes through, it's, like, weird because everybody goes through the same kind of, like, issues in life, and not a lot of people talk about certain issues. And I feel like the stuff we talk about, because we tackle a lot of certain things, like, whether it be relationship problems, anxiety issues, depression, you know, whatever it may be. If you come to our show, you can literally come and hang out and talk to us. We go through the same damn shit you go through. So, like, I think the main thing is just to feel, like, not left out.
No, absolutely. Yeah, that makes total sense. I like that. I mean, you know, basically with what you said, I mean, it's like you're still allowing, you know, your fans and listeners to, you know, to have that, you know, that their own self-meaning or self-interpretation of the song. But at the same time, it's like, you're readily identifying with, you know, your own music and saying, you know, this is how we feel about, you know, the music we make and what we want to share. So I like that. That's awesome.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. No problem. I wanted to ask, like, what's on the horizon for you guys? I know that this new LP, you know, it just dropped today. Do you have any, like, shows close to home coming up? Are you planning to do more writing, or are you just kind of taking some time off?
Basically right now, well, we were, for the past year and a half, we were just, you know, getting this band started, playing as many local shows, shitty bars around New Jersey as possible, and then we got noticed and picked up by our record label, Revival Recording, about, you know, September of last year. Basically, we have a show in, like, 2 weeks, so we obviously, and a local show. And as currently, we're trying to focus on touring in the future. We don't have anything really big planned since we are such a new band. I think we may be shooting another new music video relatively soon, depending on how well the video does.
But yeah, just keep busy. Being creative.
Very nice, very nice. I just have two last questions. I wanted to ask, now you guys recently signed with Revival Recordings, excuse me. How do you like being signed with this new label, and what was kind of the decision factor of you guys signing on with them? Did you, because I know, like, with your style of music, you could have easily gone with, you know, Equal Vision or Victory Records or, you know, any of the other labels, but you chose Revival, and it seems like it's such a good fit. Tell me a little bit about it.
Basically, well, first off, me and Mike here grew up on Alisana, and the singer of Alisana is the owner of the label. Not saying that made any, like, huge impact on the decision, but it was pretty cool to know that he was the boss and stuff. We just heard all their other bands, and they kind of sounded like us, and it just felt like home, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Like, the main reason that we did choose is because I was talking to a lot of other bands on the label, and there was this general conception of someone letting the band just do whatever they want, like making sure that the band is comfortable with the product that they're putting out. I think that is a huge reason, the reason why we're on the label.
Yeah, their hands aren't, they don't put their hands too far in. They kind of just give up the creativity of everything, so.
Which is awesome. I mean, it allows the artist to be the artist, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It allows you to
exactly.
do your job, you know, more efficiently. So, yeah, that's really cool. Cause that can't be said for a lot of other labels.
Yeah, exactly. The music industry these days, that doesn't come around often. So,
it's a no-brainer for us. Awesome. My very last question is where can our listeners find out more about you guys, keep abreast of your tour dates and new projects, and kind of keep up with what you guys are doing?
We are on all the basic social media platforms like Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, and Twitter. And then we have our music up on iTunes, Spotify, I'm pretty sure Google Play. You can find it on any of those sites. Basically, if you want to come talk to us, just ask on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and just talk to us, tell us when you're going to come out to a show. We'll come hang out with you guys, and have a good night.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. I love it. You guys are so accessible. It's great to see, you know, fans and artists that, you know, have a true love for their fan base and, you know, their listeners and that want to connect with them. That's awesome.
Oh, of course. We wouldn't be doing this if we didn't have other people listening to us, you know what I mean? So,
basically
all for them.
Absolutely. Well, guys, all our questions, but I wanted to just say thank you again for joining us today's show, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
What was that?
I was just saying I'm all out of questions, but I want to thank you so much for joining us on today's show, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything like to say to our listening audience?
Oh, well, thank you, man, first off. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
I hope you have a good day. Just for our listeners, thanks for listening or coming to a show or whatever it may be, you know. We're just as fucked up as you, and that's basically the bottom line of our music. You know, we're just trying to relate with other people, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's powerful.
Mike, you have anything to say?
No, I think that's about it. I think we covered it all.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Be ready for a live show and just do a personal.
Most definitely, yeah. Hopefully you guys come to Memphis or Nashville soon.
We were in Tennessee. We played at Daisy Duke in September last year.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll definitely be over there. We love it over there.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I know right where that is, actually. Not too far from where I live.
Awesome.
Well, guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
No problem, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. company. Make sure to check them out. If you're listening to this interview on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an Apple product of any type, an iPhone, iPad, or a Mac computer, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the iTunes or App Store. Download the app, search for Show Name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Misery Loves Company, as well as many, many others. Lastly, we're available on Google Play. If you've got an Android device, you can listen to us by going to Google Play. Search Google Play Music. Search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with the guys. We're also on Roku. If you've got a Roku television or a Roku smart TV, you can listen to over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge, right in the comfort of your home. Just go to the Roku channel store, search for our name, Witten Radio, and you'll be able to see the app. Download the app icon and start with.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.